Hello everyone and welcome back to the Heart Guardian podcast. I'm your host Dr. Aman Kapoor and today we are talking about something that affects many of our elders but gets often overlooked. That is frailty. Frailty means becoming weak and delicate, and it's a serious issue as we get older. Imagine being thin and fragile, and this is what happens when our body loses its strength and energy. Joining us today is eminent cardiologist, chairperson of preventive cardiology at the Maharashtra Institute of Health Sciences, Dr. Jagdish Hiriman. Hiriman sir, welcome back. Please help us understand frailty better, how it impacts our elderly loved ones, and what can be done to take care of it, and why is it so important to notice it early? Sir, over to you.
Frailty means being very delicate, very small, or in fact getting into that state. Being overweight or obese is not looked upon as a sign of health, but being underweight is not healthy either. Chronic disease, a major organ illnesses, psychological disorders like bulimia are well-known reasons of abnormal loss of weight. When individuals take up weight loss as a mission, body fluid loss and fat loss can lead to a leaner look. But when muscles start to lose their substance and girth, it no longer is a desirable weight loss. With extreme deprivations and attempts to reduce loss of muscle mass called sarcopenia and brittleness of bones called osteoporosis follows, and the weight loss loses its track. When such a weight loss, shrinking of the body, marked sarcopenia and osteoporosis occurs in an elderly with or without a specific cause, it's called frailty. To become frail, to become small, to become delicate and become prone to disease. In India, age above 65, weight below 60 in men and 50 kgs in women could be called frailty. Such a population is rising due to increase in number of the elderly. Frailty is not just a coined term. It represents a constellation of symptoms, signs, and complications affecting the elderly. In frailty, the person loses out on his or her reserves to lead a normal life. Physical strength, mental faculties, resistance to adversities all get gradually diminished, leading to ready-made situations for illnesses to appear. Frail elderly individual has low appetite, starts shrinking in body size, loses weight, loses vigor of life, gets withdrawn and becomes aloof. They may get into depressions and everyday tasks get difficult. Dependency on caretakers increase. Falls, heart attacks, strokes, pneumonia can ensue. This individual almost appears to surrender itself to death. Frailty, if recognized as an entity, can have a very high percentage in the population, but it generally gets relegated as old age and not acted upon. But this population is a significant duress on the healthcare system, family, caretakers, and for financial resources. Timely recognition can prevent many of these adversities that the society can face, and it comes through awareness and early report. Frailty is diagnosed medically by a slow walk speed. More than 5 seconds are required to cover a distance of 4 meters is called a slow walk. Certain mental tests are also available. Loss of thigh girth muscle, loss of mass, sarcopenia and osteoporosis can be diagnosed by CT scan. All family members should be on an alert about all elderly people at home. Abnormal falls, slowing down, repeated infections should not be brushed off as old age. Keeping a weight chart weekly would be very useful. The medical treatment part of frailty is left to experts. It will amount to reducing or replacing weight-reducing drugs, revising nutritional guidelines, periodic checks, and treatment for complications like falls, strokes, heart attacks, and infections. As a family unit, preventing and worsening can be diligently attempted. Having at least one meal of the day together with the family matters a lot. Anti-skid floors, adequate support bars, tripod sticks, attendants who promote physical independence should be put into practice. Giving the elderly a group of contacts physically and on social media is one way of relieving loneliness. Making this individual reasonably net literate can go a long way. Physical activity must be encouraged, 15 to 20 steps every 30 minutes, and soleus push-ups frequently can help in a way. Nutrition plays a huge role in combating frailty, especially with dwindling appetites. Saturated fats like butter, cheese, ghee, oils improve frailty positively. Protein adequacy naturally without supplement should be attempted. Small frequent meals, prevention of constipation, and ensuring adequate deep sleep are also useful tricks to combat frailty. All in all, frailty is a modern-day disease, a combo of increased elderly population, social apathy, dwindling family supports, and a lack of open-eyed approach in nutritional advice and medication. It can be a social menace drawing on to many resources. Fortunately, it can be diagnosed early. Simple working tools and not fancy expensive treatments are required to prevent frailty, to arrest frailty, to prevent its worsening, and of course, to tackle the complications.
Thank you so much, sir, for enlightening us, guiding us, and clearing our doubts about frailty, and also giving us the way ahead, what can be done to tackle it and prevent it. My dear friend, this important information is going to help you take care of the elders in your family much better. So please do not keep this knowledge up to you. Share it with everyone around, especially the elders in your circle. Share it on the social media and stay healthy, fit and fine. Till the next episode, remember to like and follow this podcast series. This is your friend and host, Dr. Aman Kapoor, wishing you a great health, and to all the elders in your family, a fantastic health and future ahead. Bye-bye.